Well, last night was fun. Not. Democrats in the Washington legislature decide to level us with every kind of tax you can imagine. Nobody will escape these tax increases. And one of the things that's even more insane is some of these tax increases, they had faked us. They said, okay, we're not pursuing this huge increase in property taxes. Instead, we're just pursuing an increase in property taxes to pay for failing schools. Joining us now to discuss on the KVI studio line, Senator Nikki Torres. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Ari.
Yeah, no problem. So let's go through this a piece at a time. So basically what they did was everybody was convinced, okay, they're done pursuing this insane increase. I'm so mad. I can barely speak straight today. This insane increase in property taxes. And then instead what they did was, we're going to increase your property taxes, but it's going to go towards schools. Is that so that Republicans were on the wrong side of the issue? What was the thinking there?
Yeah, because it's always, you know, it's about the children, Ari. It's always about the children.
Yeah.
So that is exactly how they try to twist this and make us sound like villains, is because they want to say that it's always about the children. You know, they, back in 2013 with the McCleary decision, or was it 2013, 18 was before my time here. You know, that was the Supreme Court ruled that it's the state's paramount duty to fund basic education. And we still haven't done that correctly. And now we're putting this pressure on to the local level, to the poor districts. People with their property taxes are going to have to pay more. And this is how they're disguising it in this bill.
Right. And also, there are richer areas in the state. There are poorer areas in the state. So isn't this just going to create a bigger income disparity between richer school districts and poorer school districts? This isn't going to fix anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's not really going to fix anything. They are, this bill, the version of the bill that came out of the House yesterday, it is expected to raise about $3.5 billion in additional local property tax authority over the next 6 years. But the wealthy districts will easily raise that money, while the poor districts, not as much.
And also,
they probably won't get voter approval for it either.
Right. So they're going to bypass the voters, and people are going to get priced out of their homes. And more people are choosing private school over public school because the public schools are failing, and money is not the solution. I mean, for example, this DEI garbage they have in the classrooms, it's eating up time that could go towards math, history, English, reading, writing, science, STEM. And instead, they're pushing this nonsense that has been shown to drag down scores and mess with kids' mental health.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing is. And so you're seeing less of enrollment in public schools. And they're feeling that because the money follows the pupil. So the schools are feeling the pinch and they're saying, we're struggling. But it's because students are no longer enrolling. Parents are taking the students out of public schools.
Are they considering any cuts whatsoever? Or is it just, we're going to pass an $18 billion in taxes, whether it's on businesses, whether it's on people, whether it's in gas tax, whether it's on sales tax, just because we don't want to cut any of our spending, no matter how much waste and fraud there might be?
Well, I haven't seen them looking at any cuts. All I've seen them is, you know, the children. This is for the children, and this is why we need it. And that we're bad because we don't think the same way. But we're actually looking at more common sense approaches. And this is not the right approach because, you know, like we talked about, property owners are already feeling the pinch from the rising costs. And this puts even more pressure on homeowners, especially in districts where incomes aren't keeping up. You know, it's not sustainable and it's just not fair.
And also, when you start taxing all the businesses already sent a letter to the Washington legislature saying, if you do this, we are going to have problems and we're going to start leaving. Amazon warned Seattle about this and they still hit them with the taxes and then they moved to Bellevue. Amazon could easily pick up roots and go. Microsoft could do the same thing. Boeing, they've already started doing it. It'll just take longer. But do they not realize they're killing all the golden geese, the flock of golden geese?
Yeah, capital flight is very real. And that's what we're seeing is that people more than likely have a house somewhere else. Businesses can easily pick up those corporations like Amazon and Boeing. Microsoft can easily pick up and move and or take those positions with them, those employment positions, and or they have employees working remotely. So to them, it may not be that big of a deal. They can just easily move out of state and conduct business in a business friendly state.
In the last few minutes we have with Senator Nikki Torres, are we banking on Bob Ferguson saving us? Is that where we're at? Is that how bad things have gotten? Because Republicans just don't have the votes. Is there anything that can be done about this?
Sadly, I hate to admit that we don't have the votes, but, you know, we're waiting to see what the conversation is going to be with the new governor. I know that our leadership has been meeting with him on a weekly basis, and I'm hoping that we hear something back. He has not given us much inclination about what he's going to veto and what he's not. He's just giving a number to the majority party of like trying to keep it under $8 billion, but we'll see what he actually does at the end. I'm hoping he uses that veto power on his pen.
I cannot believe we are hinging all our hopes on Governor Bob Ferguson. Senator Nikki Tory.
Living on a prayer, Ari. Living on a prayer. Remember that song?
Oh, do I remember that song? Bon Jovi's the soundtrack of my life. Yes, absolutely. Yes. I remember that song. Senator Nikki Torres, thank you so much for fighting so hard on behalf of all of us and keeping us informed and keeping everybody else in Washington informed as well. Really do appreciate your time today.
No, I appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day, Ari.
You too.